Okay, we will call this meeting of the Tama County Transportation Advisory Board to order. We will start with a roll call. Doug Mueller.
Ron Newman. Kendall Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Keith Francis.
Rick Ziegenfels.
And our audience is...
Brad Sire from HDR.
Gary McElroy, the Great River Engineering.
Victoria and Southwest Missouri Council.
All right. First item on the agenda would be approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion?
Yeah. I changed the word stripping to striping.
With
the what's wrong with you? You're turning red.
Well, sometimes. Yeah, I did not see the spell. We'll have maybe a spell check. Run on it again.
Right.
Is that something that we need to stick in, Rick, as an amendment, or just?
It's a scrimmage.
Okay. Perfect. All right. We have a motion and a second. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Second item on the agenda, old business.
I'm not 100% sure where this is at, so people can help me. But the priority of Highway 86 on Arm Matrix, Travis is leaping into action here.
Yeah, Highway 86 at Amanda Road is number 14. New interchange at 86 and 65 is 17. 86 extension is 22.
Okay. Okay, which one would be the 86 extension?
That would be towards the airport.
Okay.
Okay, so it's on there three places. It's going to be imperative that Highway 86, as it goes on to the STIP and is expected to get improved as a part of Mr. Morris's project, is that it's up at least near the top of our priorities. That will help it score. And so I'm thinking, in my estimation, we might take those pieces of that and put it into Highway 86 improvements, and then I would be open to discussion of moving that up on the list, because there's a real reason. Ashwari, you can talk to this here, you might be able to talk to this, but I've had a number of calls. Of course, I've been gone for 15 days, so I just got back on Monday, but I had calls while I was gone. Where is this at on our priority list? Because MoDOT needs to know, and obviously it's in the process of getting funds and getting things done. So I don't think we're going to shift the balance of anything we've done to this particular point, but we do show our support. Commissioner, I don't know if you've got input in that, but
you're aware that there's a public meeting on October the 11th here at 10 o'clock on the PD regarding Highway 86.
No,
it's October 11th.
October 11th.
At 1:30 in the Circuit Court of Taney County. I happen, unless it's been
you
changed.
You said the Circuit Court?
That's what it's. I've got an article that was taken out of the paper published for the development of the Big Cedar Transportation Development District. Public notice of the petition to create and fund the proposed Big Cedar Transportation Development District. All I know is like Real Rogers on what I read in the paper, but
yeah.
This was the
10 o'clock, October 11th. Public hearing is on the Big Cedar GDP.
Okay, so I think that's speaks to the idea that this is moving forward and all that. And the question is, are we in support of what's going on here, and do we believe that that should merit some type of increase in the priority on our list?
It definitely, would that be something, if those were combined, would that raise it?
I was going to say, economic impact and then improvement to the system. There's several places that that could score.
I would guess it would.
We're the one at 86 and Amanda on improving the intersection for like a turn lane. Isn't that going to be incorporated in with the bridge project I've been hearing from MoDOT?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't. Every time I try and get MoDOT to speak to this, they're twitching.
Well, it's right next door to that project and should.
MoDOT told me that they weren't going to go beyond the approaches to the bridge, other than the alignment. I don't know.
I don't work for MoDOT, so I can't say, but typically when I did work for MoDOT, yeah, that's, they wouldn't look further than that. That project already came in quite a bit higher than what they expected, so.
Well, it's literally like a couple hundred feet up the hill. And there's going to be something bad happening when they, all the added traffic on that hill, that grade of a hill, they can't stop.
Between that and Long Creek Road and all that, that place is dangerous.
It'd definitely be where you have equipment there, that would be the time to catch both of those and get them both fixed, but common sense says that was factored.
The point of linking this up, this proposal here, for the transportation, they get it up to the airport. That bumps it up to an extremely higher proposition.
Well,
also,
it may, although I'm getting some mixed signals from the Big Cedar team.
So what's going on? Great River is working with the Big Cedar team to put in a 2022 Governor's Transportation Cost Share application. Those applications are due Friday. One of the check boxes on that application is the project included on a local prioritization list? And it's either a yes or no checkbox. So I think probably why you've been receiving phone calls is they're needing to know, has it been combined, or is it at least the particular improvements that we're proposing in the application and prioritized locally. So
what this shows is now the Amanda intersection is outside of the scope of this project, but Travis, is there any of those? Because Highway 86 has been on the list for a very long time. So that's what I've got. Now, the specifics of the scope of this project has changed so much that it may not have hit the first critical pieces of Highway 86, but it will ameliorate the whole problem once it's taken care of.
What do you guys find for them? Is it the whole 86 stretch, or is it just
capacity and safety improvements from 65 to the arena entrance. So not all the way to the bridge, just at this point.
Say the description on here, it includes the new lane change at 65, it includes going over Turkey Creek and the railroad to the airport. So those two are definitely on the list. But they're applying for, I don't know if that's on the list. So just widening 86 from 65 to Thunder Bridge, that's not on your list right now.
And I don't believe the airport's part of it.
Not in their current scope.
They're part of the transportation district. It's not part of what they're applying for.
Well, this is very on the transportation, the TTD.
I think they're great at TTD for basically everything.
For the whole area. The
project they're applying for now.
Okay, for the record, that's TPD, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
TDD.
Yeah.
So I can revise the list and my needs kind of make 86 one big corridor project.
So and you've heard me speak about that before. If we keep going back to the well time after time after time, there's only, they're going to say, look, we helped you 6 months ago, we're not anxious to help you again, but if we could ever get approved this entire economic development corridor from the new bridge project to the airport, it can be broken up in phases and handled at this phase, another phase, but if we keep going back and forth, and like I say, this is a well-traveled path. We're just the last ones to do it. But if you go to Joplin and you look at the Range Line project, it's a huge, giant thing. You go to Columbia, you go to any of the big cities, they have a whole corridor with multiple improvements, and they just phase in one, and then we're going to go to phase two. But the whole corridor is identified. And that's my point about rolling all this stuff together, the capacity improvements, all of that stuff, into the Highway 86 corridor. And put it on, score it. And then, is this part of that? Yes. Is the Amanda intersection part of it? Long Creek Road intersection, the interchange, the extension to the airport, it's all part of it.
Yeah, now that the campground is booming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more traffic.
Yeah. There is a lot.
Yeah, conditions change, and I think it justifies bumping it way up the list.
Well, and that's, as far as economic impact and all that, that can do that. And the way these lists are put together is they're scored with safety, and actually the craziest part of the problem is there hasn't been fatalities. Now, that's the most dangerous, that dang dollar store curve is terrible.
Horrible. Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, to get the safety stuff up, you almost have to have people die to get that to score high. But I still think it merits. And, you know, a little of that is subjective. So if we give Travis some guidance here on the fact that we want him to be liberal in the safety aspects and be, I think economic development is pretty clear. It's got to rate at the top of that. When it has the potential of adding a third to the county's revenue stream, I'd call that pretty damn high. And I'll just speak for Hollister, it's going to help us, and I'm assuming you guys will see it too. So collecting all of that together makes economic development huge. But again, where we get in trouble is when we do these little bite-sized pieces, and then it didn't exactly talk about capacity improvements because it didn't talk about the whole corridor. I would submit that we'd be better off just saying the Highway 86 corridor from the bridge to the airport in various phases, including, and then we can put a little narrative with it that there's capacity improvements, the intersection improvements, the obviously, I guess I'll speak for myself. I support the plan moving four lane from 65 to the Shooting Academy and then three lane the rest of the way, because there's no use of four laning down to the bridge. It's two lanes. That's all you can do. But those center turn lanes will allow traffic to turn outside of moving traffic, or if in fact somebody stops in front of you, you have an alternate lane to go around without running over. So I don't know that I'd call that a super two, because it really isn't a super two, but it is it functions much like that. Super two would have alternating up the hill two lanes, down the hill two lanes kind of thing, but I think this is two lanes plus turn lane past that. So I'm not sure what the mechanism here is, but I'm willing to make a motion to put Highway 86, combine the smaller projects we have, include all the way from the airport to the bridge in a priority series of projects, and we'll break